I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a gloomy, rainy day. The river's swollen. Yet again, the salmon are making their way up the falls, so that's something positive at least. I'm sitting in the warmth, nice cup of coffee here, loads of great stuff for you. It's a very mixed bag, actually, because I've been in Ireland for the last 2 and a bit weeks, and while there I found a lot of tracks in my CD library, what I hadn't played, or at least haven't played, in ages, so I brought them back with me. So I'll be playing you some of those in the course of the programme. And also, just as I was leaving for Ireland, I got news of the death of an old chum of mine, a pal of mine, a great folk troubadour, Vin Garbutt. But by the time I was leaving, I'd already recorded 3 shows that would last till the end of June, and I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't do a tribute for him. I did go on Radio 4, BBC's programme Last Words, and did what I could. So, like I say, there'll be a tribute to Vin later in the show. Kicking off with a song from David Lindley and Wally Ingram. Here's a good question. How come so many great musicians and songwriters die penniless? The answer is the men in the suits with the fat cigars who sign them up to contracts that rip everything off them. I once described a theatrical agent as Barabbas with a cigar. He was not very happy. And I always remember the story of the 2 agents sitting there watching one of their acts performing on stage, and one agent turned to the other and said, "Look at that bugger. Get in 70% of our money." Here's David Lindley and Wally Ingram with Pay Bo Diddley.
Okay.
Deadly.
paper deadly.
And Little Richard too.
Good stuff. Paybo Diddley, David Lindley and Wally Ingram from the album Twango Bango Deluxe, which, if you've not heard it, is a superb album, truly. Now, what can I say about the next track other than that it comes from the Young'uns' new album? The Young'uns are without doubt one of the most impressive trios ever to walk on the face of folk creation. Wonderful musicians, wonderful singers, and Sean is a great songwriter. The album is chock full of brilliant material. Most of the songs, in fact all but one, are from the pen of young Sean Cooney. I am going to play that one right now, actually. It was written by Maggie Holland in the 1990s, but it's probably more pertinent now than it ever was. The Mr. Harding in the last verse, by the way, is not me, because I'm not very good at gardening.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew, no trace of the little river or the garden where I grew. I saw town and I saw country, motorway and sink estate, rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and Burger Kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's just a place to park their car. But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair, from the corner of my eye a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone's grown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black, marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track. Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers, compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers, meter growers and scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bit of fortune for a garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur, time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea-green ribbons, drag the old sod from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day. And come all you at home with freedom, whatever the land that gave you birth, there's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive, just less room for the rich landowner, he can stay in the Virgin Isles. For England is not flag or empire, it's not money, it's not blood, it's limestone gorge and granite fell, it's wheels and clay and seven mud. Blackbird singing from the may tree, lark ascending through the scales, robin watching from your spade and English earth beneath your nails. So here's two cheers for a place called England, sore abused but not yet dead, a Mr. Harding sort of England hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now their hour shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, Commonwealth and common ground.
The collective tonsils of Sean Cooney, David Eagle and Michael Hughes there, giving it large, as my grandson once said. Brilliant new album, Strangers, from the Young'uns. I think it's absolutely the best thing they've ever done. I'm going to play you another track from that later in the show. But right now I'm going to play you a classic, What I Brought Back from Ireland With Me, from the young band Deanta. Deanta are no longer touring. When they were at their prime, I suppose, the 1990s, their lead singer was Mary Dillon, the sister of Cara Dillon. Wonderful, wonderful singer. Here they are, a classic track from a classic album. The emigration ballad, Thousands Are Sailing.
You brave Irish heroes, wherever you may be, I pray stand a moment and listen to me. Your sons and fair daughters are all going away, and thousands are sailing to America. So good luck to those people and safe may they land. They're leaving their country for a far distant strand. They're leaving old Ireland, no longer can stay. And thousands are sailing to America. Now the night before leaving, they are bidding goodbye. And it's early next morning, their hearts give a sigh. They turn, kiss their mothers, and then they will say, farewell, dear old father, we must now go away. Child, and likewise a father who labors and toils to try and support them. He will work night and day, and when they are laid up, they will go away. So good luck to those people, and safe may they land. They're leaving their country.
Thousands Are Sailing, from the eponymous album from Deanta. It really is a cracking album. That I love that girl's voice, not just for the richness of it or for the tone of it, but because you know that she's singing from her soul. Brilliant stuff. Love them to bits. I'm not ashamed they're not still together, but they made some classic albums. Do go and have a listen if you get a chance. Now, I brought another CD back with me from Connemara, another classic of the Irish tradition, Kevin Burke's album Sweeney's Dream. There's something completely and absolutely authentic about this man's playing. In it you can hear echoes of Michael Coleman, the great Sligo fiddler, and echoes too, of course, of the Sligo style of fiddling, which is fairly fast and rhythmic, lots of triplets and rolls. A roll is five notes in the space of one. So instead of playing one da, you play da dun da dun dut. Just like that. It's dead easy. This is a fabulous version of Toss the Feathers. My mate Steve Keane tells me that it's actually two versions of the same tune in different keys. But then again, I'm only a banjo player. So what do I know? Listening particular to the opening of this, because stick a few crackles and pops on it and you could be listening to an old 78 of one of the great Irish American fiddlers. It's Kevin Burke with Toss the Feathers. Thank you. 2 minutes, 55 seconds of one of the world's greatest fiddlers there. Kevin Burke from the album Sweeney's Dream with Toss the Feathers. Everything that guy does is pure and absolute musical gold. Wonderful stuff. Now, there's a new album just out from Reg Muros. It contains, as you might imagine, some of the best singing and songwriting there is on the planet. I'm going to play two songs from the album. First of all, this is for Sophie. It's a song about a young German student during World War II called Sophie Magdalena Scholl, who, along with her brother Hans, both of them, were students at the University of Munich. They were part of a group called the White Rose Group, and they were distributing anti-war leaflets. They were caught by the Nazis, and both of them were beheaded. On the day that she was executed, Sophie's last words were, and I quote, "How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give himself up individually to a righteous cause? Such a fine, sunny day, and I have to go. But what does my death matter if through us thousands of people are awakened and stirred to action?" This is Reg Muros with his song for Sophie, brackets, "This Beautiful Day."
You walk the university, your suitcase in your hand, high upon the landing by your brother's side you stand. The voices of the innocents echo round the hall, flowering tooth on paper, Sophie makes the petals fall. The greatest act of love to your country and your friends is to stand up for the righteous cause and give your life for them. You could have lied or made a deal, you could have walked away, but the wall of shame would bear your name, and that's too much to pay. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Seven sermons, seven lessons, seven calls to arms, to the workers in the factories, the workers on the farm. One life for 10,000, when good hearts against evil stand, your future's only safe as this one heart and these two hands. These are the eyes of the child you saved, Aryan blue, Hebrew brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Sophie and window, Sophie lights the lamps to free her country, spread the word. Sophie buys the stamps, and in the jail one final kiss, her brother and her friend. To end in terrors, better than a terror without end. These are the eyes of the child you saved, are in blue, Hebrew, brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude pray for Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Brilliant child of Germany has turned his mind to war. He hears the windows breaking, but he doesn't know what for. The ghetto's strangely quiet, just the constant trains go by. But Sophie takes his hands, and Sophie opens up his eyes. These are the eyes of the child you saved, are in blue, Hebrew, brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude Sophie's life on this beautiful day. These are the eyes of the child you saved, are in blue, Hebrew, brown and grey. These are the hands that in gratitude Sophie's life on this beautiful day. Sophie's life on this beautiful day.
With For Sophie, brackets, This Beautiful Day. And that's from his new album, Far Away People. Well, that, of course, is a heartbreaker, and no mistake. But there's also a certain element of whimsy in Reg's writing, and I do particularly love this next song I'm going to play now, which is called Phil Oakes and Elvis Eating Lunch in Morrison's Cafe. Phil Oakes, of course, the great singer and songwriter from the States, and Elvis, I'm assuming, is Elvis Presley and not Elvis McGonagall. But the notes here do explain a little bit about it. Apparently Reg was on tour with Hank Wangford, that great gynecologist, country and western singer, and they decided to grab a bite to eat at a local Morrison's Cafe. Sitting at their table, Reg was bemused, it says in the notes here, to see a guy walk in wearing an Elvis wig, wraparound dark glasses and a showbiz fur coat. No trousers, but argyle socks and winkle picker shoes. "Look," he said to Hank, "Elvis is alive and having lunch in Morrison's Cafe." The bloke sat down at the table next to them. Then a few moments later, in walked another bloke with long straggly hair, a corduroy hat and suit, straight out of Greenwich Village of the 1960s. He looked just like, according to Reg, the late Phil Oakes, and he sat down at the same table. Phil Oakes and Elvis, eating lunch in Morrison's Cafe, Doncaster.
When she came and sat behind me, I knew something wasn't right. The dye had washed out of her hair, her face was pale and white. And the leg she shambled in on, beneath her shabby dress, were wearing alligator shoes and socks from M&S. A man sat down beside her, he looked familiar too, like a Greenwich Village poet, circa 1962. Dressed from head to toe in corduroy, wayfarers on his head, ignoring one another just like both of them were dead. There but for fortune and common sense, they say, Phil Oakes and Elvis eating lunch in Morrison's Cafe. In her wraparound dark glasses with a light adjusting lens, she was hiding more than tired eyes from onlookers and friends. There was something in those fingers that worked the forks and knives as if they'd once worked magic in other people's lives. There but for fortune and common sense, they say, Phil Oakes and Elvis eating lunch in Morrison's Cafe. I tried to move in closer. There was a smell of Vaseline and the scent of faded legends just off the M18. For a moment life seemed simple, fear and pain were swept away, when Phil and Elvis ate their lunch in Morrison's Cafe. There but for fortune and common sense, they say, Phil Oakes and Elvis eating lunch in Morrison's Cafe. There but for fortune, common sense, they say, Phil Oakes and Elvis eating lunch in Morrison's Cafe.
Well, not many people can rhyme Vaseline with just off the M18 and get away with it, but Reg does. A sort of Nighthawks at the Diner feel to that song. Nighthawks at the Diner, of course, a great painting by Edward Hopper. Well worth having a gander at. The album Faraway People, that was Phil Oakes and Elvis eating lunch in Morrison's Cafe. Reg Muros. I'll play another track from that in the weeks to come, probably next week, if I can get it in. I'm indebted, by the way, to Meg Rose and Dave Longley for sending me a copy of one of Reg's CDs many, many years back and putting me on his trail, for which many, many thanks. Now, Vin Garbutt, who died a few weeks back, was one of the funniest and most talented performers to come out of the second wave of the British folk revival. He played tin whistle and guitar fantastically well, and he wrote some wonderful, wonderful songs. He also had one of the driest, craziest, and most surreal wits that I've ever come across. In fact, I'm going to play you two tracks now, live, from an album called The Young Tin Whistle Pest, and I'm going to leave the patter in between so you get some idea of the kind of crazy world that Vin used to inhabit inside his own head. Great songwriter, great man of the people, brought up in Middlesbrough, a place called South Bank, which, as he explained in the introduction to this first song, was nicknamed Slaggy Island because of all the slag from the steelworks that was deposited all round it. Vin toured all round the world, Canada, America, Australia. He was known and loved by thousands and thousands of people. Wherever he went, he filled folk clubs and concert halls, and he made a rake of really terrific albums. He suffered towards the end of his life with a bad heart, and it was thought that they'd actually sorted this out, and they gave him a new valve in April this year. Vin joked, as he always joked about everything. He said they were going to give me a pig's valve, but I thought the donor might be disgruntled. That was the kind of man he was. He would laugh at anything. Anyway, sadly, the operation wasn't a total success, and he faded and left us not many weeks after the operation. He did leave behind a good body of work, including a great DVD, The Teesside Troubadour. But I'm going to play you now the song Farewell to Slaggy Island from his album Young Tin Whistle Pest. And stick around and listen to the introduction to the song which follows it, which is the Chemical Workers' song. And listen also to the great chorus singing on the track. Those were the days when people in folk clubs sang like that.
You have lived and you have died. Your birth meant life to many men. You thrived with Bokovon and the engine of steam. Now they have gone and you're alone. When I was young in your streets I did laugh and play in Coral Connaught Pearl Street too. Your walls they sheltered me from the wind and the rain, but now the hammer is on. Away. Now 'tis your turn to say goodbye. The social life you built, it will die with you. When windowed mountains take the sun from your sky, so slaggy. our loveliest sons may have deserted you. So now you must return unto the clay.
That was Sluggy Island Farewell, unaccompanied song here, written by Ron Angel from Middlesbrough, when he was only a cherub, and it's called A Chemical Workers Song, and he wrote this, he was at Billingham, actually at Billingham, when the facts came out that the average lifespan of a chemical worker was 42 years, you see, and Ron Angel was... He was 41, so he handed his notice in and wrote this song, you see. It's called A Chemical Workers Song. The chorus is, and it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days near to death, but you go. We got that then, but you go. Right then. The but you go bit was, doesn't have nothing to do with the song, really. It was just, he used to work with a butcher called Charlie Gore. He said he'd give him a mention. Right. Chorus.
And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go, a process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I've worked and breathed among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell, and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go, I've worked among the spinners, I've breathed in the oily smoke. I've shoveled up all the gypsum, and an iron makes you choke. I've stood knee-deep in cyanide, gone sick with a caustic burn. I've been working rough, I've seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go, there's overtime, there's bonus, opportunities are galore. All the young lads like the money, and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on, and look older than you should. Aye, for every bob made on this job, you'll pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go, a process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I've worked and breathed among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell, and dust all in me hair. And it's gone, boys, gone, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go, and it's go, boys, go, the time you never breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
Thank you. Chemical Workers song. I love them funny ones.
I love them funny ones. The late and great Vin Garbutt with the Chemical Workers song written by Ron Angel, as Vin said when he was a cherub. That comes from the album The Young Tin Whistle Pest, which of course is a play on the title of the TV show, The Old Grey Whistle Test. Vin was full of wit and wisdom like that. I've known Vin, I think, since the late 60s, when we soldiered together the length and breadth of these islands in the folk clubs and little theatres. Great man. I'm going to finish the show with a song from Vin, but right now I'm going to play you another track that I brought back from Ireland recently. The album is called A Woman's Voice, first person singular, and I brought it back because I love this version of Black is the Colour from Julie Murphy, a song that was made famous, I think, probably by Nina Simone way back when, although I first heard Christy Moore singing it after he'd learnt it from Hamish Imlach. Julie Murphy with a beautiful version of Black is the Colour.
Is the colour of my true love's hair. His face is something wondrous fair. The prettiest eyes and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Thank you.
Black is the Colour, Julie Murphy, from the album A Woman's Voice, First Person Singular. Another CD that I brought back from Ireland is a CD entirely of, I suppose you'd say, Louisiana Cajun women singers. Evangeline Maid is the name of the album, M-A-D-E, not M-A-I-D. And the CD is a celebration of the music of the Louisiana region, the Bayou country, and in particular of the women singers and musicians of that region. The track I'm going to play now is called Oh Mon Tifi, Oh My Little Girl, and it's Linda Ronstadt, who of course doesn't come from there, but she's guesting on the album, as is our own Linda Thompson. And Linda Ronstadt on this track is singing with Anne Savoie, the wife of the great melodeon player and the great melodeon maker, Marc Savoie. Once had Sunday lunch in their house, and I asked him what was in the gumbo he was making. He said, everything but the eyeballs, and there may be some of them in there too. This is Linda Ronstadt and Anne Savoie with Au Mon Tifi. Wonderful stuff. Love it. Love it to bits. And I got the introduction wrong, didn't I? Yep, it's not Mon Ti Fee, it's Oh My Cher Ti Fee. Little bit of English in the middle of the French phrase there. Check out the album, though, Evangeline Made Superb. That was Linda Ronstadt and Anne Savoie. Now, I played a track from Johnny Dickinson's album Border Ballads when I did the Border Ballads show recently, and I thought I would dig out another album that I've got of Johnny's, which I think is absolutely wonderful, called Sketches from the Road. Johnny, I really rate as a blues guitarist, as a slide guitarist, and as a singer, and this is his version of the Jackson C. Frank song, Blues Run the Game, and a cracker it is too.
Catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues run the game. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me in room service, you know, me in room service, living a life of sin. When I'm not drinking, baby, you're on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, when I'm not sleeping, you know, when I'm not sleeping, you know, you find me crying. City, baby, some other town. Wherever I have been, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have been, the blues run the game. Well, maybe someday, baby, somewhere down the line, I'll wake up so much older, I'll wake up so much older, I'll wake up older and I'll just stop, keep from this trying. Boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues run the game.
Johnny Dickinson, one of the best blues singers and guitarists in these islands. Wonderful stuff. Blues Run the Game from his album Sketches from the Road. Now I'm going to play another track from the wonderful new album from the Young'uns. This one is called Be the Man, and it has been stopping people in their tracks wherever the lads have been singing it. It tells the story of Nazim Mahmoud, who in 2015 jumped to his death from a balcony after he'd told his parents he was gay, and his parents seemingly could not accept the fact. His partner of 13 years, Matthew Ogston, was interviewed by The Guardian, and the interview is one of the most touching and sobering pieces of journalism I've ever read. Matthew Ogston doesn't seem to hold any kind of bitterness towards Nazim's parents, but his tale is that of a terrible situation where people can't accept somebody, particularly a child of theirs, for who they are in every way. Well, Sean Cooney and the Young'uns tell the story of Matthew Ogston and Nazim Mahmoud beautifully. This is Be the Man.
Matthew Ogston is my name, and you'll not hear me mourn. I will never live in shame. I will not walk alone. For though my love took his own life because of bigotry, I'll be the man, be the man, be the man I was born to be. I was born to be. And my love, he was warm and kind, and my love, he was strong. And when his brown eyes first met mine, I knew he was the one. And though I walk a silent road, he will walk with me. If I be the man, be the man, be the man I was born to be. I was born to be. There is a cross upon the hill, its arms are open. There's a star upon a windowsill that beckons me inside. But I'll walk beneath a crescent moon. I'll walk until they see that I'll be the man. To be is a man who lives for love, kindness and charity, but most of all, love. And there's no God that I've heard of who could disagree. So I'll be the man, be the man, be the man I was born to be.
to be. Wherever love is called to sin and families are torn, wherever mums can't love their sons because of how they're born, wherever there are hands to hold, that's where I will be, and I'll be the man, be the man, be the man I was born to be. I was born to be the man, be the man, be the man I was born to be. I was born to be.
And that's from the new album by the Young'uns. The album's called The Strangers, and that track was called Be The Man. And it's no wonder it's stopping people in their tracks. What a wonderful song. The last track from my Irish CD collection comes from an album called Seamus Fay, Cavan's Lilter. Lilting, as many of you will know, is mouth music, sometimes called diddling, sometimes called puss music. And it's music that was made when people had no money for musical instruments and wanted to dance. And people would stand in the house and they would lilt, diddle along, and they would diddle the tunes. So, I don't know, Banish Misfortune would be ha di idle di doddle di yo diddle diddle di dum diddle di yi diddle di hi diddle di diddle di do lama di diddle di yi. I can't do it properly. Christy Moore is brilliant at it, and this man is a pure genius. You've got to be able to sing and have the rhythm and be able to do the triplets and to be able to do the rolls and the crans and whatever else at the same time. This lasts about, I don't know, about a minute and a half, but it is absolutely brilliant. This is Seamus Fay with The Crooked Road and The Lady's Pantalettes. Two cracking reels, lilted as you've never heard them before. Woo, indeed. The Crooked Road and The Lady's Pantalettes from the album Seamus Fay, Cavan's Lilter. What a diddly diddly expert he is to get his tongue round some of the tips and curls on that. Great stuff. Now, one of the great things about this, well, I can't call it a job, let's just say one of the great things about sitting here in the shed and going down to the P.O. box is that I come across stuff that is completely left of field, haven't heard about, don't know anything about, and it is very often a total and complete delight. Thus it is with several albums which came through a couple of days ago from Larry Hanks and Deborah Robbins. I know very little about them, other than that Larry Hanks plays 6-string guitar, 12-string guitar, and also plays the Jew's harp. His wife, Deborah Robbins, sings along with him and also plays guitar. Hank himself has worked with Mike Seeger, Jody Stetcher, Utah Phillips, Michael Cooney, Jeff Mildor, Malvina Reynolds, Janis Joplin, and many more. The two of them have toured the USA, UK, and Europe, so why haven't I seen them before? Lord knows. And they're going to be coming over here again, hopefully, in the near future. I really, really like their stuff. I'm going to play you a track from it now, which is pure Irish-American comedy of the finest kind. This is Larry Hanks and Deborah Robbins with a song about a dance. I'm presuming that it's somewhere in the Irish-American enclave in New York, perhaps down the Bowery. Clara Nolan's Ball.
We're all invited and the band's engaged and we're going to have some fun. Miss Clara Nolan gives a ball the day she's 21. We borrowed knives and tablecloths from all around the town. And every man must bring a chair if he wants to sit down. Oh, will you come?
Will you come?
Will you come?
Will you come?
And you never will forget it if you come. For the bells are ringing and the girls are singing and the fiddle and the harp go rum-pum-pum. It's teasing, it's pleasing, and it's squeezing free for all. There's courting in the corners at Miss Clara Nolan's ball. In comes Casey with his Irish pipes and fiddler Neary too. They'll play for you Mariah Waltz and likewise Peekaboo. Of course it's not the Hoffman House, just walk right in the door. And if there's no place to hang your hat, just hang it on the floor. Oh, will you come?
Will you come?
Will you come?
Will you come?
And you never will forget it if you come. For the bells are ringing and the girls are singing and the fiddle and the harp go rum-pum-pum. It's teasing, it's pleasing, and it's squeezing free for all. There's courting in the corners at Miss Clara Nolan's ball. The dance commences when the clock strikes 10 and we keep it up till day. There will be no collection for expenses to defray. We've bourbon, rye, and lager beer and Philadelphia ale. And if the keg gets empty, why, we'll go and fill the pail. Oh, will you come?
Will you come?
Will you come?
Will you come?
And you never will forget it if you come. For the bells are ringing and the girls are singing and the fiddle and the harp go rum-pum-pum. It's teasing, it's pleasing, and it's squeezing free for all. It's carting in the corners at Miss Clara Nolan's ball.
Well, that's cheered me up lots. Great stuff. That was Clara Nolan's Ball from Larry Hanks and Deborah Robbins' album No Hiding Place. And as soon as I've loaded all the other albums they've sent me into the hard drive, I shall play you a few more tracks of theirs in the weeks to come, I promise. I'm going to stick with the notion of balls, of people having a good time, enjoying themselves, with the last song in this show, which comes from Vin Garbutt. As I said before, Vin was a man of the people, lad from Slaggy Island. He started working quite early as a folk singer, travelling around the country. And wherever he went down a storm because people recognised that what they were getting was the real deal. One of my favourite songs that Vin sings is one that he didn't write, in fact. It was written by a lad called Pete Betts. Pete Betts, another Teesider, was one of the most creative and amazing swearers I have ever heard in my life. You'd be in a pub with him and the air all around him for 6 foot or 12 foot in any direction was blue. But you couldn't really take offence at it because it was just punctuation as far as he was concerned. Hard to describe, but really he was such a lovable man and such a great character that you sort of got over the swearing in the end. Not if small children were around, but certainly in adults' company. He was a very funny chap. And he wrote a wonderful song called They Don't Write 'Em Like That Anymore. It celebrates working-class life in a way that nobody else but a working-class lad or lass could have done. This is Vin Garbutt, and They Don't Make 'Em Like Vin Anymore. with, I think, the best version ever of They Don't Write 'Em Like That Anymore.
Dad's drunk again, and he's brought lots of men and their wives home from the club. There's a shortage of beer, but you need have no fear. Bert's gone round the back door of the pub. Someone's playing the piano as if he using a sledgehammer. Crucifying, there goes my heart. But there's a best through the door. Well, it's Bert's, and what's more, he's gotten the beer, so we're ready to start. Andy, how we could sing, what fun those nights would bring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what harmony those boozy voices could lend. Heart of my heart, just for a start, walking my baby back home. And when it comes to an end, it's let's sing it again. They don't write them like that anymore. Mum's in the kitchen, trying to knock up a snack from the chicken we got this afternoon. Jack says, where's the toilet? Mum says, it's down the back, and by the looks, another minute too soon. Then the laugh shook the whole house. Jack fell in the coal house. A man, he's as drunk as a neos. But with his face covered black, he's not taken aback. He sings, Mammy, and the rest follows suit. Andy, how we could sing, what fun those nights would bring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what harmony those boozy voices could lend. Heart of my heart, just for a start, walking my baby back home. And when it comes to an end, it's let's sing it again. Don't write them like that anymore. Half past one in the morning, Dad started yawning. He's got to be working at six. A bored audience is watching while Kenny is botching and messing up easy cards and rakes. For it's time to go now, and Dad's got somehow to get them all to go home. And when you're all full of beer, the last thing you'll want to hear is a tune on his paper and comb. Andy, how we could sing, what fun those nights would bring, singing for hours on end. Once we found the key, oh, what time. Those boozy voices
my baby back home. And when it comes to an end, it's let's sing it again. They don't write them like that anymore. When it comes to an end, it's let's sing it again. They don't write them like that anymore.
The late Vin Garbutt from his album Tossin' a Wobbler, with They Don't Write 'Em Like That Anymore. And wherever Vin and Pete Betts are at the moment, there'll be some fun and a lot of bad language too. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, if you want details of any of the artists that you've heard on tonight's show, just go to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and all will be made plain and simple for you there. You can also download more than 230 previous podcasts of this show and keep them on your clone, your iPad, your iPhone or your i-whatever for as long as you wish. And if you'd like to make a small donation to the show, that would be very well received too, because even if it's only a quid or two, it helps to keep us afloat. Thanks very much for listening. Don't forget, spread the word, keep the faith and look after yourselves, because it's only life. Ta-da!